Kurdish authorities are urging the federal government to take back dozens of Australian citizens who lived under Islamic State, and they've voiced their frustration over the stalling of the repatriation process. Four Corners revealed last night the identities and family networks of a group of Australians currently being held in makeshift camps and jails in Syria. Dylan Welch from ABC Investigations with this report.
A group of women and children are lining up for food deliveries inside Syria's infamous Al-Hol camp, where 70,000 people who lived under Islamic State are held. Al-Hol sits on a bare hill in the middle of the desert. Temperatures soar to over 50 in summer and plummet to below freezing in winter. A group of Australian women and children live here in tents and are asking the federal government to bring them home. It's a plea backed by Mustafa Bali, a senior figure within the US-backed Kurdish paramilitary that administer the camp, the Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF. He told Four Corners the wives and children of IS fighters are not wanted here.
These people came from Australia and destroyed our villages and killed our people. The Australian government has a moral responsibility to ask how we are dealing with these people. Sadly, they haven't done that.
While a coalition of nations, including the US and Australia, provided air cover and support forces, the majority of the fighting was undertaken by the men and women of the SDF.
Nobody thanked us for that. The real thanks for us would be if these countries do their duty. If we had turned our back on ISIS and didn't fight them, they would now be in Europe and Australia.
Mr. Bali says it costs about $50 per day per person to run Al-Hol, and the Kurdish administration are receiving almost no assistance from the countries whose citizens languish there.
We're spending this money on the people who came to kill us, and now we have to take care of them. There are more than 50 different nationalities in this camp, so if these 50 countries send us the money it costs us to care for their people, it would be better.
Kamal Debussy's daughter, Mariam, is among them.
This is not exaggeration to say that we're actually fighting for lives here. There are women and there are children in particular that are in life and death situations.
Kamal Debussy's emotional journey from suburban Sydney to Syria to find his daughter and grandchildren was revealed on the ABC's Four Corners last night. He was shocked by the conditions in the camp and by the Kurdish administration's struggle to maintain it.
The resources are stretched beyond anything reasonable and they're just not capable to manage with that huge number of people that have been in there.
About 80 Australians, almost 70 women and children and about a dozen Australian men have been held in SDF detention camps and makeshift jails since the fall of Islamic State. Mustafa Bali says the Australian government must act.
Australia needs to understand when their people came here, we were facing death every day. That's why Australia has to do its duty and take its citizens back home.
The Australian government has so far declined to remove most Australians from Syria. The Department of Home Affairs has told the ABC it will examine each case on its merits.
Dylan Welch reporting there.